When you need to work quickly and confidently, you need Grammarly. It's a trusted AI writing partner that helps you get work done faster with better writing. And it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said. Done.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Yo! Welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for hanging out. Whether you're listening to the pod or you are checking us out on the House of L YouTube page, and I'm having a little bit of fun with our YouTube page and trying to add more video. So welcome. Welcome to everyone who is watching us on the House of L YouTube page and all of you who are listening, whatever your device is. I've moved studios, so I'm actually kind of interested to see what this sounds like, because the studio that I use, like when I bought my house, it was specifically for a room that I had where I could do the radio show from and I could do podcasting from. It's a very small room. Like, it's almost only good for it to be a studio. Like, it's carpeted. In this room, there's a lot more like trinkets and stuff like on the wall, but it's a much bigger room. So hopefully this Shure microphone that I have will make it sound okay for everyone who is enjoying this just from an audio standpoint. I wanted to jump on today to talk about the fact that Robert Downey Jr. announced at San Diego's Comic-Con last night that he is back. He is back in the MCU. He is going to play a multiverse version of Victor Von Doom, aka Dr. Doom. And it was met with, I think there were a couple of people who were hoping it would be RDJ, but there were a lot of people who freaked out at the idea of him flipping sides, including Gwyneth Paltrow, who just asked, wait, I'm confused. Are you a bad guy now? Yes. The baddest of the bad guys, as far as I'm concerned. Dr. Doom is someone that I don't think they've gotten right anytime that they've wanted to do Dr. Doom inside of Sony or Marvel. They just haven't gotten it right. And strangely enough, I think that this is going to offer an opportunity for them to get that particular character right, having Robert Downey Jr. do it. It's interesting whenever we talk about Marvel, because everyone is so invested in Marvel success, which is weird. Like, I saw someone talking about this, and I feel bad that I'm not giving credit to this person, because the idea really resonated with me when I heard this. And it's the idea of building a universe versus building a really good product. And I can tell you that I'm going through this personally. I am currently like working on a comic. Like, I had an idea and I'm working on it right now. And I talked with Kyle, my guy Kyle, and great news, by the way, for him from Comic-Con, where his incredible, if you have not picked up No One, the book is called No One, you really need to, because it's fascinating and it's actually really appropriate, like, for the time. Like, this type of hero is really interesting for the times that we're living in. It's vigilante, but in a very different way, like an electronic vigilante. You should pick up the book. The whole thing is great, but he announced this weekend at Comic-Con that No One is going to be turned into a big screen or a screen adaptation. And I think that you'll really enjoy it. And if you haven't picked up the comic book, you should. I've been working on something independently. Like, I've been toying around with an idea, and I think that I've written the first issue of it. And I sent it to Kyle and we were talking, and he was like, well, do you want it to be a part of this universe? And it gave me some pause, because if you do that, then you have to then connect the dots to everything else that goes on in the universe. And why it makes sense is Kyle's universe, the massive verse where Radiant Black lives. And there's the issue. I have my issue of Radiant Black up there somewhere. I'll reach down and grab it and pull it down for you guys that are watching on YouTube. And I thought about it and I'm like, oh, well, then I have to do this. Because my book takes place on the south side of Chicago. At least that's the goal, is that it's going to take place on the south side of Chicago. The first issue for sure takes place on the south side of Chicago. And I was thinking about it when he said that. I'm like, oh, I didn't think about, like, building it in. I thought about what's the story that I could tell with this particular group of characters. And then if it fits, it fits. So now I'm wondering, do I end up doing this independently? Do I go in another direction and talk with someone else about maybe publishing this? Do I have a GoFundMe and end up putting it together? And anyway, it really resonated with me, the idea of writing for the story itself versus trying to fit it into the universe. And I think that that's one of the quandaries that Marvel has found themselves in. They're doing things, they've done things for the last, you know, 15 years in such a different way than what we're used to, where you have Iron Man 1 and there was clearly a plan in place. But I also think that by talking about how much of a plan it is, I think that you can end up losing the quality of story because you're trying to map out, well, how does this connect to this? And how do we get from phase 3 to phase 4? And how do we make all of this stuff, like, fit into? Because when I think about Iron Man 1, when I think about that particular movie, I think about just how great it was on its own. It didn't need to connect to anything else. Had Marvel stopped there, and you knew they weren't because it's an absolute moneymaker, had Marvel stopped there, they would have been totally fine. And, like, maybe people would have an appreciation for the type of art and the type of acting that is done in some of those venues. Even when I'm a big proponent of Thor Ragnarok, and I know that not everyone is on the same page. Like, I like Thor Ragnarok as a standalone. And then, of course, at the end, you know, it's connected. It's basically the beginning of Infinity Gauntlet. Like, that's the purpose of the last, you know, 2 hours of that, the last hour of that movie. Is it's supposed to connect the dots for you And then you start on the entire run where we get to the end of Endgame. But I do wonder if that's something that has felled Marvel, is you're trying to always create the next thing that you're doing. And if you're doing that, does the current thing that you're producing suffer? Do you end up not making something that's great because you have to make sure that you connect the dots with all of this? I am so happy that Badlands Pet Superfood Complete is back on House of L. So I don't have a dog, but I have a friend who has a dog, and that dog has kind of become my best friend. His name is Pudge. He's adorable. He's a Morkie, a Maltese Yorkie mix. So I said, I want to bring over Badlands Pets Superfood Complete and have Pudge try it. And if he liked it, then we were going to stick with Badlands Pets and keep it going. He loved it. We mixed it with a little bit of water. He's a teeny tiny guy, 7 pounds. We mixed it with a little bit of water and he absolutely loved it. And now when it's mixed with his other foods, he sifts through that to get to Badlands Pets Superfood Complete. Between that and the mission that Katherine Heigl has been on, I feel like it's a company that House of L should be partnered with for a long time. And you're going to be the beneficiary of this. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. I'll say it again. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. And if you order right now, we're going to give you 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things just like my guy Pudge did, go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. We're going to give you 50% off. Pudge is going to be happy. You're going to be happy. Your doggo is going to be happy. We're happy that Badlands Ranch is back with House of L, and we hope that you benefit from it and your doggo loves it.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
And it's so funny to me because they were, I haven't seen, as of this recording, I have not seen Wolverine Deadpool yet. I have not seen that. But they were talking about, and I ended up agreeing with this. I really should give credit to the person who's thought this is. I'll have to go find it on the Twitter.com. But they were talking about it as it pertains to Logan. And Logan is one of my favorite superhero movies of all time. I think it's incredible. And it was Feige who was quoted as saying that end was the perfect end. And that Hugh Jackman did it the right way and that they shouldn't revive the character. Yet Feige like then has to go and ask him to revive the character and now send him on a journey and create this new X-Men and everything else where, and I'm glad that like Daphne Keene is back as X-23. She was so good. Like, honestly, I am amazed that someone who at the time that movie came out, I think she was 11 or 12, was that good acting. And remember, like she's the character spoke Spanish. She is from Spain. I thought that her navigating the language barrier as part of the character's development was also brilliant. And her acting was just so good. So I'm glad that like she's back clearly as a, you know, a multiverse version of X-23. And seeing her on this press junket and seeing the way that she reacts to Hugh Jackman, it's heartwarming. Like it's clear that he had a major impact on her and she has appreciated it as she's continued to grow and develop as a performer. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'm guessing maybe after the show on Monday, I might just go to a matinee, like, because there's a movie theater like two blocks from where we do the show. Anyway, I thought about that and like how good the character of Logan, like that old man Logan, broken down, last gasp Logan was. And Hugh Jackman is an incredible performer, so I am looking forward to seeing this play out. But I would have totally understood if he would have said no. But how can you say no to Ryan Reynolds, right? Like, they clearly love each other, and that's fun too. Like, I'm willing to pay the $18 or whatever just to see those two interact. But to get back to our DJ, I love that he wants to take this on as a challenge. Clearly, he's going to make a boatload of money because I remember 60 Minutes did a, I think this was right as Endgame was finishing its run. 60 Minutes did a profile on him and they were on his farm. And I think he's got like, I don't know, 600 acres or something stupid like that in Central California. And he looked really happy, but I was glad that in the moment he wasn't trying to necessarily distance himself from Marvel. And obviously with the best supporting actor nod for Oppenheimer, he still is able to go and do projects and he is still one of America's greatest actors. I like that he's taking on the challenge of, now you're the bad guy and you're the baddest of the bad guys. When everything started to go on with Jonathan Majors and it looked like he was going to be disconnected from Marvel, I started going back and reading a lot of Doom Because to me, the only way out of this for Marvel is to... There's a lot of people who thought that here's what you do. That you have the Council of Kangs, right? And you have them all there and they're all fired up. And then Doom comes in and destroys all of them. You don't have to worry about Kang anymore. Now you got to worry about Doom. Doom's character arc from just being a foil to the Fantastic Four or to Iron Man throughout, you know, the Iron War stuff and throughout the history of Marvel is fantastic. No pun intended. But the things that they ended up doing with Doom, like how we really started to get character study, that he wasn't just a foil, that you understood, you know, whether we're talking about his lineage, and I don't want to spoil it for people who haven't read a lot of Doom, but they, I don't want to say they made him a hero, because it's hard for Doom to be a hero, but they gave us context into why he is the way that he is. And there's been a big conversation about that in inside of the world of The Boys on whether or not there should be a whole sequel, a prequel that is predicated on the softening of the image of villains. I'm curious to see how it's going to turn out and how they're going to put all of this stuff together. But I'm happy that Robert Downey Jr. felt a tether to the MCU where he's like, I want to do this. And yeah, the cast is probably nice. I mean, we know the cast. Like, the cast is nice, right? We know that. But him wanting to challenge himself and say, I was the ultimate good guy. I made the ultimate sacrifice so that everything could happen the way that it was supposed to end that arc and end that phase of the MCU. And now I want to go there and turn everything on its head. That to me is cool. And I hope that it means that we will get better movie making. Marvel has clearly said that they're going to pull back on movies and television shows to try and give people the best product possible. And I think that that's a big, I think that that's a step in the right direction. To the Russo brothers are back and they do good movies no matter what. But the universe has become so big and everyone kind of gets what they want as a consumer. You know, like you get whatever you want, you can find it. You know, if you're young, there's stuff for you. If you're about the girl power, there's stuff for you. If you're a fan of Black Panther like I am, and you want to steep yourself in the idea of Afrofuturism, you can do that too inside of Marvel. Plus, you're getting just like the characters themselves that you grew up loving. I would very much like for them to get back to, let's make great stuff and let's see how people react to it, instead of just let's continue to build out our universe and see where it goes. So that's it. That's all I got for today. I mean, at least in this particular pod and or video. But I appreciate you listening and I appreciate anyone who watched. It's good stuff. I'm going to do more stuff for the YouTube page. So if you want, if you're listening, you're like, wait, you guys have a YouTube page and you can see. Oh, I promised you guys I would. Yeah. I promised all the people on YouTube that I would show. Yeah, I wrote Radiant Black 18 with Kyle Higgins. And it is incredible. And this is the Infinity version of it. Like, being able to do this in my career is something that I was never expecting, and now I have that itch to continue to do it. So if you haven't gone and gotten Radiant Black 18, you still can. It's still in stores. Ask your favorite comic book store if they have it. Yeah, I did that mainly because Kyle helped. I'll talk to you next time. Peace. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.